Hey, Deep Divers, welcome back. This time, we're going deep, deep into the world of cybersecurity thanks to you. You shared the NZ Incident Response Bulletin for October 2024, and let me tell ya, it's a wild ride. But don't worry, by the end of this deep dive, you'll be navigating this digital landscape like a pro.
You know what's really hit me looking at this bulletin? It's how these cyber threats, they're not just like some distant things you read about, you know? They're real, and they're hitting close to home for so many people.
It's true, and right off the bat, you see that scary stat. 1 in 3 New Zealand SMEs vulnerable to these cyber attacks. It's a big number, and it makes you realize we can't just wait around for something bad to happen.
Right, exactly. And I think a lot of businesses, they just don't even know where to start with this stuff. So they wait until it's too late, you know? They're reacting instead of being proactive.
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't leave your front door wide open hoping nobody walks in.
Right.
You'd put a lock on it.
Yeah.
And this story, the one about Sally Newell, the Hawke's Bay farmer, really brings it home.
Oh, her story. That's one that's sadly becoming way too familiar. Basically, her Facebook page, Kiwi Country Kids, got hijacked. These scammers pretended to be advertisers, took it over completely, posting all this crazy stuff. And she had the worst time trying to get Facebook to even do anything about it. It just shows how vulnerable, especially small businesses, are on these platforms.
It's so frustrating. You'd think these big companies would have better security for everyone, especially since so many people depend on them for their work. But it's not just them, right? Even our data with the government isn't totally safe. That privacy complaint against the IRD, sharing anonymized taxpayer data with social media for advertising, I mean, come on. We've all seen those ads that feel a little too specific.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's where it gets really tricky. People hear anonymized data and think it's harmless.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, it's like all those pieces can be put back together. It makes you wonder, how do we keep the good parts of data, the analysis and stuff, but still protect people's privacy? It's a tough one. And it gets even bigger, right? It's not just like one person trying to scam you. We're talking whole organizations, even governments.
Yeah, this bulletin really goes there, doesn't it? I mean, Salt Typhoon, linked to China, breaking into U.S. internet providers. Sounds like a movie plot. It's not just about a stolen Facebook page. It's like, could our power grids be at risk?
Exactly. This whole thing with state-sponsored cyber espionage, it's scary how sophisticated these groups are, the resources they have.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes you think twice about how secure those essential services really are.
Our digital world, our real world, it's all connected. And it's not just governments either. This whole thing with data leaks and ransomware, those stories where you hear about those crazy settlements.
Oh, yeah, like that healthcare provider, what was it, $65 million they had to pay out?
Yeah.
Makes you realize how much is at stake here. And the ways they're doing it, it's always changing. The bulletin even talks about how important it is to understand the difference between data leak sites and, you know, dark web forums.
So, okay, break that down for me. Data leak sites, is that basically what we hear about with ransomware? Like, they steal your data, hold it hostage?
That's it. Pay up. Or else. That's the name of the game there. Dark web forums. They're different, more like these underground markets, you know. They're buying and selling stolen data, malware, anything goes. It's a whole different beast.
Two sides of the same coin, then, both bad news. It's kind of making me want to chuck my phone in the ocean and move to a cabin in the woods.
Tempting, but I think there's a better way. The good news is there are things we can all do to protect ourselves, you know. You don't have to unplug completely. Even small changes can make a big difference.
Okay, so maybe ditching our devices and becoming one with nature is a bit extreme. But seriously, what can the average person actually do to, you know, not get hacked?
That's the thing, right? You don't need to be some kind of tech genius to stay safe online. It all starts with good habits.
Good habits, okay. I like it. Like what?
Well, first things first, passwords. I know, everybody says it. But seriously, strong, unique passwords for everything. And I mean unique. Don't use the same one for everything.
Tell me about it. I can never remember them all if I do that.
I hear you. That's where a password manager can be a lifesaver. It's like a digital vault for all your passwords. And you only need to remember one master password.
Right. A password manager. Got it. What else?
Two-factor authentication, wherever you can. It's an extra layer of security, like having a bodyguard for your accounts.
Two-factor. Check. Feels like I'm getting a digital security system over here. Anything else I should add to my setup?
Oh, and keeping your software updated. I know those notifications can be annoying, but those updates often include security patches. They're fixing vulnerabilities as they're found. And for the love of all that is good, be careful about phishing scams. Think before you click those links or open attachments from people you don't know.
Okay, good advice. It's easy to forget about all this stuff in the day-to-day. But like we've been talking about, it's important, right? Even small things add up, kind of like what they were saying in the bulletin in the RVUs section about being aware of those data leak sites and the dark web forums.
Absolutely. You could do everything right personally, and your data could still be out there through no fault of your own. It's a good reminder that cybersecurity, it's not a one-and-done thing. It's something you got to keep on top of.
Wow. Okay. So maybe not moving to the woods just yet, but definitely some things to think about.
Definitely. But the more you know about all this, the better off you'll be. Knowledge is power, right?
Couldn't agree more. A huge thanks to you for breaking all of this down. And to everyone listening, keep in mind, this is just a starting point. There's a whole lot more to learn about cybersecurity. So stay curious, stay safe out there in the digital world, and we'll catch you in our next deep dive.